Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a few notes about the 2013 acreage certification and preventive planting reporting deadline. Producers are reminded they only have 3 days left to timely certify their acres with FSA for crop insurance purposes. Certification deadline for spring-seeded crops, which includes corn, soybean, and oats, planted this spring is next Monday, July 15th. Be certain to contact your local USDA service center to schedule an appointment. Remember as well that if you have a tenant on your crop acres, yet you receive 100% of the CRP contract payments, you will also need to certify your CRP separate from the tenant's crop acres. The deadline for filing a 2013 preventive planting report to your local county office has also been extended until July 15th for all farmers who have been unable to get their crops planted because of weather-related conditions. FSA reminds all producers that before certifying your acres with the Farm Service Agency, if you are affected by preventive planting conditions, please first visit with your federal crop insurance agent to discuss the crop insurance effects and options of preferred prevented plantings. Next, a reminder about county committee election nominations. County committees are a critical component of the operations of the Farm Service Agency. Members of the local county committees help deliver FSA farm programs at their local level. Agricultural producers who serve on county committees help with the decisions necessary to administer farm programs in the local counties. They work to ensure FSA agricultural programs serve the needs of the local producers. Operating within official regulations designed to carry out federal laws, FSA county committees apply their judgment and knowledge to make local decisions. Members meet approximately once a month, depending upon the task at hand. For election purposes, counties are divided into local administrative areas, also known as LAAs. Cass County is divided into three LAAs, and each LAA selects one producer to serve a three-year term. Producers in Brighton, Pimosa, Benton, Grant, Franklin, and Grove Townships encompass LAA number 1. Jackie Pelzer has represented this area for the past 9 years and is not eligible for re-election. If you are a participant in an FSA program and are of legal voting age, you may be nominated to serve on the county committee. Individuals may nominate themselves or others as candidates. The nomination form, FSA 669A, is available at the Cass County FSA office or may be downloaded online at fsa.usda.gov/elections. In order to be valid, the nomination form must be signed by the person being nominated. This indicates their agreement to serve if elected. Nominations began June 17th, and the completed nomination form must be postmarked and returned to the Cass County FSA office no later than August 1st, 2013. Finally, a few notes for our CRP producers and those interested in the CRP program. USDA recently authorized Farm Service Agency offices to begin accepting new offers and applications for continuous conservation reserve program practices. Producers enrolled in CRP plant long-term resource-conserving covers to control soil erosion, improve air and water quality, and develop wildlife habitat. In return, FSA provides participants with rental payments and cost-share assistance. CRP contracts are normally 10 years, but can be up to 15 years in duration. New Continuous Sign-Up 44 began May 13th and includes Upland Bird Habitat Buffer Initiative and Duck Nesting Habitat Initiative practices. It also authorizes a pollinator initiative practice to encourage the enhancement of pollinator insects like honeybees and the Iowa Pheasant Recovery Initiative practice to develop the growth of the pheasant population across the state. Another practice available is the Highly Erodible Land Initiative, which is available to voluntarily protect highly erodible cropland, defined as cropland which has a weighted erodibility index, EI, greater than or equal to 20. The average soil erosion rate on cropland with an EI greater than or equal to 20 is over 20 tons per acre per year. Soil erosion at that rate reduces long-term productivity of those lands and has the potential to have significant off-site impacts to both water quality and air quality. This continuous CRP practice is available for eligible cropland not currently in CRP, as well as general sign-up CRP contracts scheduled to expire September 30th of this year. Limited to certain eligible practices, some of which are under an acreage cap for the entire state of Iowa, these sign-up offers will be accepted until September 30th, 2013. For questions or more information about the continuous CRP sign-up 44, contact your county FSA office. Current producers participating in the CRP program are also reminded they are responsible for CRP cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain practices according to their conservation plan without additional cost share assistance. This includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of other weeds not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to existing cover or adversely impacts other landowners in the area. CRP participants need to receive FSA approval before beginning spot weed treatment during the primary nesting season, which ends August 1st. Treatment includes spot spraying and spot mowing and is limited to the immediate area of infestation. Producers who completed CRP mid-contract management activities this spring are also reminded to turn in their cost share billings to the local office as soon as possible in order to be processed for payment. If CRP mid-contract management was not completed prior to May 15th, CRP producers are reminded they need to complete the mid-contract management after the 1st of August and before the 30th of September of this year. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.